WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the new album from the Talking Heads draws from a lot of musical genres, but doesn't break any new ground.
The new Talking Heads album is surprisingly mediocre. Having spent the past couple of Heads albums creating tight little pop songs, group leader David Byrne apparently decided that the way to do something different was to tap into other genres. So Naked has a long song based on salsa rhythms, a long song based on James Brown funk, that's the one you just heard, called Blind, and extended forays into African pop music. The album ends up sounding like a Graceland that has fallen from grace. That's Mr. Jones. There's another slightly more interesting song on Naked called Totally Nude that's all about doffing your clothes and living with the monkeys in the jungle. That's Totally Nude, a dull song with a provocative title. Actually, I think the cover of this album is more provocative than any of its music. It's a painting of a monkey, reproduced to look as if it's been rendered on velvet and mounted in a large, ornate wooden frame. For a self-conscious member of the pop avant-garde like David Byrne, nothing is funnier than the sort of person who might like this kind of portrait. It's the sort of condescension that mars this entire album, I think. Talking Heads will probably get the usual raft of rave reviews from critics, but I think at least one segment of the population might be annoyed by Byrne's subject matter. Naked should stir the wrath of fundamentalist ministers who ought to be aware of a pattern emerging in recent pop music. Call it evolution rock. It's been widely reported, for example, that on his current tour, Bruce Springsteen is singing a new song about evolution that he's written called Part Man, Part Monkey. That's just the sort of thing Jimmy Swaggart might have railed against before his recent scandal forced him into temporary retirement. Having brought up Jimmy Swaggart in this context, I'm reminded of something I've been meaning to say for a couple of weeks now. There's a rock and roll aspect of the Swaggart saga that has troubled and mystified me, which is, what does Jerry Lee Lewis think? Jerry Lee is Swaggart's cousin. They were raised together. Swaggart used to be called Jimmy Lee. Jimmy Lee and Jerry Lee used to frequent the same honky-tonks, and biographies of both men have attested to the fact that they learned as much about playing the piano in roadside bars as they did in church. J. Jimmy Swaggart has always been the yin to Jerry Lee's yang. Swaggart was the good man Jerry Lee always pointed to when he announced that he himself would go to perdition for playing rock and roll. Still, a statement from Jerry Lee about his cousin has not been forthcoming until now. Last week, it was reported in the LA Weekly that during a concert in Los Angeles, Jerry Lee paused to say, and I quote, "I was talking to my cousin Jimmy last week, and I said, I thought we had us a thorough understanding. You're to stay away from my kind of women, and I'll stay away from yours." Jimmy didn't laugh, said Jerry Lee, who then proceeded to play this now ironic song by Hank Williams.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen out running around. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.